The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5, streaming at KRSH.com. That was Taj Mahal going up the country. Well, right now, we're going up to Zigtown.
Yes, we are.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've had too much coffee today, and the coffee was black. There was nothing spiked in it, so there's that. It's either a good start to your day or not.
I'm the opposite. I haven't had enough coffee, so I'm going to work on that.
Well, welcome to Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in. Our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Willoughby's. They have two great locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. And Oliver's Markets with four fabulous locations. There really is nobody else in the entire universe that supports local like Oliver's Markets. A little note before I start getting into the cocktail shaker, because I heard you earlier this morning, Mindy, talking about the happy sounds of Wine Wednesday, corks pulling, corks popping, cocktail shaking. The deadline to enter your wines for my annual Summer Wine Picks tasting competition is this weekend. So if you've been hemming and hawing and keep thinking you're going to get them in but haven't, turns out the deadline is in just a few days. So if you want to get hip to how to enter Summer Wine Picks, just send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. And instead of talking about, you know, like a cocktail of the week, we're going to talk about cocktails for every day.
Because we need them, Zig.
That's right. Well, RTDs is the biggest growing thing there is out there in the beverage industry. What is an RTD? Ready to drink. So a cocktail ready to go is called an RTD. That's, everything has an acronym now. You know what I mean? I don't want to discuss that. I'm just saying, like, everything has an acronym. I have a new sister, I found out. I did 23andMe. And so now her acronym is NSD, New Sister Diane. Everybody has an acronym, right? Anyway, I digress. Cocktail of the week would be cow. Wine of the week is wow.
That one works. I'm not sure, but cocktail we can work on.
Well, I started thinking about this a couple months ago when I was judging at the largest international spirits competition in the world, because about 5 years ago, that became an entire category of the ready-to-drink category, the RTD category. And we had like maybe 40 entered. And this year, we spent two entire days with hundreds of them entered, just tasting through the ready-to-drink category. And with summer around the corner, even though it's 100 degrees today and yesterday, it's not actually summertime yet. We have a couple more weeks, but travel plans are being made. Everybody's thinking about getting up and getting out. People are planning vacations, thinking about destinations, what they're going to do when they get there. And there's even a lot of my friends planning staycations. And we are so lucky to live where we live. It's so beautiful here. So why not just plan a staycation, right? Where you don't go anywhere.
I love staycations.
Yes. So thinking about all those things, we have this RTD category, and these are the coolest things now. Like, these ready-to-drink cocktails are happening. And the fact that you can pack a premium or ultra-premium luxury cocktail inside your suitcase, like, that is a game changer for vacations. I'm just saying, you're having a long travel day. Maybe you're having a short travel day. You get to your destination, you're tired, you don't want to go out, but maybe you just want to relax and, like, slide into that vacation mode. All you have to do is unzip your suitcase and bam, there you are with an RTD. So I've kind of broke it down a little bit so you can determine, like, what is really happening in the refrigerated section of your local store or, you know, on the shelves, because you can see these ready-to-drink cocktails both in the refrigerated section and on the shelf. It's kind of like I remember back in the day, even though I'm only 39, I remember back in the day, club canned cocktails. That was the only gig out there, right? Club canned cut, and they came in these little tiny cans, so cute and tiny, almost Barbie size these days. And that was it. And they were just nasty. They just were no bueno, you know? I mean, and now it's like there are craft cocktails available already in a bottle or in a can, And these things are delicious, right? So I have my top picks because just like going to a wine section where you see thousands of bottles of wine and it's like what to choose, the same is happening now in this RTD category. So Knox and Dobson is a California company, really great company. And I have their RTD here. And of course, this works really well, the visual on radio. But it is an octagon-shaped custom-style glass container that's purple, and it has, and it's a martini ready to go. But the thing with Knox and Dobson is they are superior bottled cocktails, okay? Quality, craftsmanship, and the taste. They're using ultra premium ingredients like barrel-aged whiskeys and Italian liqueurs and things like that. They make a Manhattan, an old fashioned, a martini. They're making classic cocktails on the ready, ready to go. Delicious. And, you know, you're charging, you're getting charged an ultra premium price, but it's so worth it if you want quality. I got this on sale yesterday at Oliver's. It was $15.99, and it makes two cocktails. So if you do the math and you go out for a cocktail and it's $15 for one or more, you know, you're winning here. And then they have a company called On the Rocks, and I had these cocktails at the spirits competition, and then I've seen them at a couple of bars, actually, that don't have a regular bartender. They're stocking some of these RTDs, which is interesting. And the On the Rocks company comes out of Chicago, and they're readily available across the U.S. They're making premium bar quality cocktails, but they're using name brand spirits. So like their margarita has Hornitos tequila, their Mai Tai has Cruzan rum. So everybody has their different spin on these RTDs. But Barrel Brothers, which is local, located here in Windsor, a lot of people might know them for their beer, but actually they're making some rock star RTDs. They have like Makrut Lime Cosmos. They have Orange Blossom Lemon Drops. They have a cocktail called the Sonoma Bramble. And those run about $5 or so a can, about two-ish cocktails in the can. And those are absolutely delicious. And then you've got Griffo in Petaluma that makes incredible gin and vodka and a really, really good coffee liqueur if you're into espresso martinis. But they're making a canned cocktail called the Tamales Gin Collins that is wonderful. It's real spritzy and light and fabulous. But famous mixologist and author and a very close friend of mine, Jeffrey Morgenthaler, he lives up in Portland. He's making canned cocktails out of Eugene, Oregon now. And the name of his cocktails, Happy Hour Anywhere. And that's the whole point of talking about these RTDs, is that you can travel with these cocktails. Now, all these RTDs are too big to just put in your carry-on. You can't be doing that if you're getting on the plane because you're going to be leaving them with the security people. And who wants to buy them a cocktail? Oh, wait, now that's not nice.
They need it, though.
Right. But he's doing things like Gin Ricky, you know, classic Gin Ricky, which is gin and lime and fizz, and agave palomas and bourbon renewals using barrel-aged bourbons that are just delicious. And those come in at like $3.49. Right? So RTDs, it's a thing. It's a growing thing. And these cocktails are something to pay attention to, but especially as we're starting to think about summer travel and what to do and what to pack, don't forget to pack your ready-to-drink cocktails, your RTDs, because these things really are delicious. Now, the question is, this Knox and Dobson, Knox and Dobson, I haven't even opened it yet, okay? This Knox and Dobson martini that's in my hand,
yes.
Should I drink it now? I mean, there's two of them in here. I mean, I might have half. Get your Wine Wednesday started the right way. But with the dry vermouth and the dry gin in there, it's so delicious. And their Manhattan is delicious. And their packaging is winning. I mean,
it's really beautiful.
I will reuse this bottle.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you to put flowers in or something like that. So if you have any questions about these RTDs or cocktails on the go, send me an email. And I'll give you some more of my top picks and things that I've tasted through and things that have won gold medals. Like this Knox and Dobson has won all these incredible gold medals at large competitions. And a lot of these RTDs have. RTD, ready to drink. Oh, yes. Who doesn't want convenience in a glass or in a can? All right. So Ziggy@KRSH.com is my email. And certainly send me an email if you want to get your wine picks entered for summer wines. Ziggy@KRSH.com. The deadline is this weekend. All right. Until next Wednesday, which will be my Father's Day edition, Wine Wednesday. Have a great sunny, warm day.
You too. Thanks, Zig.